Football Sack.
G'day, welcome to the Football Sack, the Sack on Sunday. What a show we've got for you today. Great to be back in the studio after a week off. Pete's been down in Melbourne having a bit of a happy time down there. I was in the studio, but we just didn't have Pete around to record the podcast. So we decided to give it a miss and record or put together a best of, what we called a best of.
We have best moments.
Yeah, I was reluctant to use best of episode, where I just put together some bits of the past 20, 30 shows.
Did you have fantasy flashback moments?
There was no fantasy flashback moments.
Oh.
There was no music, harp music. There was none of that. But if you haven't listened to it already and you haven't listened to the show for a long amount of time, you should check it out because it basically highlights or wraps up everything that we've done in the past year.
All of our open parentheses, good, close parentheses, bits.
Yeah, good bits. In the past, and does that in about 15 minutes.
Awesome.
It's a quick show.
Wow, 15 minutes.
It was just there for people.
We're amazing.
Yeah, just there for those that needed their fix, their Sack on Sunday fix. And I don't know who that, what's the, a few
well,
of them.
Well, it's our Sackites.
Our Sackites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because as you remember, we do have our own religion, Sackism, so they are our Sackites.
I haven't introduced you yet, Supernova. Thank you for being on the show. You're back.
I am back.
Where have you been?
I've been hiding down in Melbourne. Yeah.
Tell us about that, because I believe you met up with some fellow Football Sack writers and had a bit of fun times.
Yes. As people would know, I left the post of social media manager, so I got to meet up with the new social media manager, Dave Manuka.
Mm.
Top kid he is. Not 18 yet, so don't buy him drinks. Christian Leyland, I did get to hang out with. He is, of course, the Chief.
The Chief.
The Chief.
That's what we refer to him as, Chief.
Yep, Chief. And so we ended up going to a pub trivia night and won a couple of things, so can't complain.
You won the team. You represented for the Football Sack, didn't you?
At Putt-Putt.
At Putt-Putt?
Mini Putt-Putt.
Wow. You have skills other than football skills.
Apparently so. The more cider I have, the better I am at Putt-Putt.
Wow. So you won the table, or the Football Sack table, some free beer.
Jug of beer.
Wow. So thanks for that, for doing that.
Cool story.
No, it's a great story, because not often do people win beer. Well, it might be pretty often, but not often does the Football Sack win beer.
Yeah, well,
I think we have to acknowledge it whenever we do.
Yeah, exactly. So if you do brew your own beer, please pass it over to the Football Sack.
We'd love to win it.
We would definitely like to accept it with
open
arms.
We're prepared to play some putt-putt golf to win the
beer. Even better idea, if you are having a party, say a 21st or something like that, Matt G and myself, Supernova, we will come and MC it, and you can pay us in free drinks.
I can juggle 10 balls in the air.
Can you?
Well, I can juggle like a soccer ball 10 times.
Oh, okay.
To win a
cool
prize.
Okay.
Which I've done already and I've talked about on this podcast previously.
I can rant for you.
So we've got a heap of skills to bring to the table. So we will do a lot of things for beer.
If you want to book us for your party, email us at info@thefootballsack.com. Yes.
Let's get into the football talk, because last night was the Melbourne Derby. It was a great, I really enjoyed the game. It was a nil-all draw, but a lot of things happened, didn't they, Pete?
Yeah, it did. Not many goals. There weren't any at all. Ended nil-nil.
But
there were plenty of other things that happened. Not many things. I didn't watch it.
I think the standout, you didn't watch it. You didn't watch it, Pete. I'm sure you've got it on IQ and you'll watch it later. Well, for me, Melbourne Heart were the standout team. They really dominated Melbourne Victory.
The person who is standing out at the moment, Ellie Babal, she's 7 foot taller than anyone else at the moment.
You pronounce it Babal? There's no J on the end. He came out and said, get rid of that J.
Yes, Babal.
Babal, yeah.
Just don't hunt me down and kill me.
Melbourne Babal. Victory, they're really searching for their first win under Jim Magilton.
Yeah, well, look, there are plenty of comics going around on the Football Sacks page about Jim Magilton. He is a comical guy, and you don't really say that too often about English football managers.
Those comics you're talking about, they're actually on our staff page. So we'll put them up on Facebook page.
Yes.
For our followers to look at.
Well, yeah, or we'll put them up on our Facebook page or something like that.
Yeah,
so
you
will get to see these jokes, which we are passing
I think
around
there's one of them on the Photoshop article that we've just brought out, the one-stop A-League Photoshop.
Yes.
That Sam McInerney, he writes weekly.
Fantastic.
That's a really good blog, actually. I really look forward to it.
Let's go back to the game for a moment, because the rumour around Melbourne is that Harry Kewell talks to no one else at the Melbourne Victory Camp except Archie Thompson.
I don't believe that.
That's the rumour going around.
Really?
That's the rumour.
He does. He's quite friendly with Archie Thompson, though. You've seen a few photos, a few bits of vision of him being quite happy to be there. Well, you know, they're long-time Socceroos.
They are, exactly. And so that's what the rumour is. If you do have another opinion, kudos to you. I don't really want to hear it. But look, that's my view right there. The other important bit of that game was the fact that Melbourne Victory were wearing their away kits, their council working gear.
It was an away game. I don't know why you keep pushing this.
It was
an away game, mate.
Look, you should be wearing your team colours when you're at a
derby like this.
You would like to see half the stadium in red, half the stadium in blue, rather than seeing half in bright red and half in glow-in-the-dark council worker jerseys.
And I like that idea of red versus blue, the old Halo background, you know, red versus blue.
You are such a gamer. That is so bad.
Well, I'm pretty sure we did a Halo intro once on our podcast.
We did, actually.
Those are the days, mate.
Oh, that was brilliant.
So that the game, obviously a draw, nil all. So I think Hart have the upper hand because there was two draws this season and Hart getting a 3-2 victory over Victory earlier on in the season.
But there was another game last night.
There was.
Central Coast versus Brisbane at Blue Tongue.
Yep. 10,207, I believe, were there.
Great crowd.
Yeah, good crowd. They obviously, I think it's because they're winning a lot of games. They're 7 points clear with one game in hand. OMG.
Yeah. OMG. Yeah, definitely.
Which is pretty good. But Brisbane Roar got a 2-0 win over the league leaders.
Yeah, and again, it's Thomas Broich who's pulling all the strings. He comes back into his team after having so long out, and everything's going right for the club at the moment. That first goal, Eric Pardaloo scoring, gorgeous goal. And the second one, Beshut Berisha. And look, two goals right there, and they won it. Post game, Berisha and James Meyer, not so friendly.
Had a little bit of a push and shove, didn't they? And the whole team had to get involved.
Couple of choice words. Or as Bozza would say, couple of handbags.
Well, does Berisha, is he a bit too much to handle? He scored 11 goals, but or 12 goals? 12 goals now. Is he too much to... Do you forgive him for that?
No.
Is he... Because there's this age-old thing where you get people to be... You get players to be high on testosterone. They're, you know, they're amped up for the game. But then as soon as they go overboard, that little bit too far, and they get into push and shove, ooh, that's too far. We look down upon them for that.
It's
a fine line that Berisha is travelling on.
Well, I would tell the medical staff and the physios at Brisbane Roar to make sure that Beshut doesn't have any Red Bull pre-game. So, Ben Nothling, I know you are on Twitter, so
no
please,
Red
no
Bull.
Red Bulls for Beshut Berisha. If you do give a Red Bull to Beshut Berisha, wow.
I just cut out energy drinks altogether.
Yes,
not just
no
Red Bull.
Energy drinks. Just no energy
We're not
drinks.
Just naming brands for the sake of putting them down.
Exactly.
Energy drinks as a whole, cut them out, Berisha.
No more. That's
doing your damage.
Done.
Raw, that's their comeback, really. They're kind of getting back on track, aren't they?
Yes, they are slowly clawing it back. They are currently sitting third on the table, 32 points, not too bad. But Central Coast Mariners, like we say, top of the table. They've got 40 points, 7 points clear. They've got a game in hand, and their goal difference is plus 15.
They could take the next 3 weeks off.
They could just sit back and do nothing. Play their entire youth team, and they'd probably still do it brilliantly.
Yeah. Well, they've got a few players out at the moment, don't they? Well, every club has a few players out.
Yeah.
With the three players out for the Ollie Roos duty.
Exactly.
But, you know, you're right.
Well, I bet Graham Arnold would have been sitting on the sidelines last night going, I wish we had Matt Ryan, because Justin Pashfield wasn't that good.
I tell you, wasn't he?
Putting it out there, the pink jersey does not suit Justin Pashfield.
It suits
at
Matt
all.
Ryan a lot
it
more suit, than it suits yeah, Pashfield.
It suits Matt Ryan, but Pashfield, stick to your green jersey, please.
We're tackling the big issues
big
here,
big issues
aren't we?
Here at the football sack.
But you're right, things that Matt Ryan could have stopped, both those goals.
Yes.
And that was the tweets coming in last night that Justin Pashfield...
it's good to see a comeback of that, things that Matt Ryan could stop.
The article that was put up, a trend that went the national.
Global. It went global.
Did it go? No, it went national. It totally went national, but it didn't go global.
Let's just say it went
it
global
didn't beat
so
Bieber.
He sound better.
Bieber's quite hard to stop. He's always in the top 10 trends on Twitter.
Yeah, that's true. But,
we put that article together.
Fans, please get rid of Bieber and promote something else related to football.
Matt Ryan is the new Bieber.
And just remember, his name is spelled with one T, not two. He does get fairly pissed off if people do spell it with two T's.
Because we got the hashtag
we
wrong.
We got wrong. We did get it wrong. We are humans.
I think I went back and changed the name of the article.
We did everything we could.
We've got to step up in our journalistic integrity there.
I think we should.
By getting the name of players right. We started by calling him Babal.
That's right. So we got another game we can talk about here. Adelaide United versus Wellington Phoenix. That game happened Hindmarsh Stadium. Adelaide going down 2-1. Phoenix, they're unstoppable.
Yeah.
Four games in a row that they've won now.
And three of those four games have been away.
That is epic. Absolutely epic. How often does Wellington Phoenix actually win away from home, let alone three in a row?
Very rarely. And I think they've rarely won two in a row, let alone three.
So, honestly, Wellington Phoenix, well done. You deserve a clap. Well done, mate. Well done.
Do you think... That soul clap there. That like, soul I'm clap, just yeah. going to go join in.
You were going to join in, but you didn't. That's right.
Do you think that Wellington Phoenix could host a grand final?
Well, I don't see why not.
Would FFA let them host the grand
final over there? Probably not. Would FIFA step in and say, probably not.
Yeah, that's right. Wellington Phoenix and Oceania be able to host an Australian?
I think they could. I honestly think that they could host a final there. I would actually head over for it. I don't care who would be up against Wellington.
You'd go?
I would
trip?
Go.
Yeah, it'd be quite an exciting trip, wouldn't it? But it is a great...
Imagine that, a football sack on the road, going to Phoenix and all that. That'd be cool.
On the airways.
On the airways.
Out flying.
We could take my kayak. I have a new kayak.
Got a kayak?
Yeah.
People have done that before, haven't they?
Yeah. All right, well, I've got a spare kayak. Let's go.
Yeah, okay. Great.
Football sack podcast.
We'll start now. We'll get there by the time the grand final starts.
Easy. All right. So straight off this recording, we're not going to be podcasting this at all. People will just have to tune it some way.
My opinion, though, it won't. If Wellington Phoenix won it, I don't know if they'd get it. I don't know if they'd be allowed. It's the same thing.
It would probably be played at ANZ Stadium because it's a cheap stadium to hire.
Yeah. Central Coast know that. And if Central Coast win their right to host it, would that be at Blue Tongue?
No.
I don't know.
It will be at the SFS.
SFS.
So, massive slap in the face, and I'm not too happy with that. But, yeah, anyway, let's move on to
another game. No, stick to this game, because this game, there was only 8,000 people there, or roundabouts.
Ooh.
Adelaide United, they're known for having one of the greatest supporter groups, or the most loyal, and they consistently get around that 10,000 mark week in, week out.
So, people of Adelaide, why aren't you going to the football?
What's going on?
What are you talking about, man?
You've got to represent your team, even though they're losing and they're a bit dodge. Even though John Cosmina is coaching your team and he doesn't have a license to coach.
Yeah, he doesn't actually have the license to coach yet. He is still coaching. Please, go along and support your team. Just wear a red shirt. Wear a Liverpool jersey. Wear a Man United jersey. I don't care. Just go.
Tell you what you need to do. You need to go there and just shout out coaching tips from the sideline.
Well, I tell you what, Adelaide United are playing Sydney FC at Hindmarsh 19th of February. Now, write that date down in your diaries, everyone. Put it on your calendar. Put it on the door in the bathroom so you don't forget. 19th of February, Hindmarsh, 4:30 p.m.
Get there at 4.
I want to see 30,000 people there all saying, we went because the football sack told us to.
Not possible. Let's say 20,000. Is it? No, it's 15. About 15 or 16 capacity?
Who cares? Let's squeeze them in.
We want 30,000 there.
We got 30,000. Squeeze them in.
Now I'm happy to move on to another game.
Okay, let's move on. During the week, we saw Melbourne Victory take on Gold Coast at Aurora Stadium Launceston.
Yeah?
That was pretty cool.
How'd that go down?
Well, it ended in a 1-1 draw. Victory didn't really deserve to win. They deserved to lose.
But... This is my thing. Victory, they're not deserving to win at the moment.
No.
They didn't deserve in the derby.
Gold Coast played well. Now, people know that I have said before that Gold Coast played boring football and it's unattractive, but they played well.
I disagree with that they play boring and unattractive. Because, early on in the season, especially, they had these young players coming out and testing stuff. It's kind of like in the New South Wales Premier League that we go and watch. Players are a lot more free, a lot more willing to try some tricky moves.
Especially that Ben Halloran, except every 2 seconds he has to stop to cut up his hair. James Brown, he stops to play a bit of trumpet
yeah.
and then races off. But look, Christian Reed, striker in disguise. He's popping up everywhere. He's doing everything he possibly can.
Well, Thwaite got the goal, didn't he?
Thwaite, yes. After a million games of professional football, and he's finally scored.
Was it Bozza on Fox Sports for saying he was his last goal was when he was 8 years old?
8 years old? Yeah. What, he didn't score when he was 9 or 10?
No,
or 11.
So when he was 8.
That's shocking. Even I play...
As a defender.
That's fine.
No, he's a defender, but he's done well as a defender, just not
yeah,
got
kudos.
The goals.
Yeah.
If he was a midfielder or a striker, you'd be a bit worried.
Yeah. But that's okay.
No, good on him for getting his first goal. And Gold Coast United really deserved that win because they, I think Carrick-Huell got the goal from a set piece.
Yeah.
And didn't really, Melbourne didn't deserve it.
No.
And I was tweeting that game. I got a bit of stick for backing Gold Coast saying, look, Gold Coast really deserve this.
As people know, the Football Sack is a neutral party. We're not supporting any team at all.
Well, normally we're known for being a bit biased against yes. Gold Coast United for various reasons that we won't go into. But Ante Kovic was the difference for me.
Yeah.
Melbourne victory in that Gold Coast game and also in the Melbourne derby last night.
Yeah, definitely.
He is standout at the moment.
Yeah, well, as the Melbourne victory supporters would say correctly, he saves to the left, he saves to the right, Ante Kovic, he'll save them all night.
You've got to put on a British accent when you do that.
Yeah, you do.
Otherwise, it's not...
It just doesn't fit.
Legitimate enough.
Exactly. But Ante Kovic is doing some fantastic football, but it is a massive slap in the face for Tando Vilappi, because he signed at the club, hoping to play first-team football, just didn't happen.
For the latest news, opinion, match reports, and for more on the A-League, head to our website at thefootballsack.com.
As I look across the table to you, Pete.
Yes.
Supernova.
Yep.
What t-shirt are you wearing?
I'm wearing a t-shirt by the lovely Dan Gribben, also known as 3nil.com.
No, but what does it say on it?
Zizou.
And who is that for those that don't know?
Zinedine Zidane.
Yeah. And what DVD is out at the moment that
Tommy Zizou! Oh, I love that little connection there. Well done.
Go with me.
Yes. Okay.
What player do you have hanging on your wall on a canvas right now?
Thomas Broich.
What player is on your Facebook timeline page, your photo?
Thomas Broich.
What is your display picture on Facebook?
Thomas Broich.
How many signed copies do you have to give away?
I have 4 copies.
And of what?
Of Tommy Zizou.
Starring who?
Thomas Broich.
Do you love Thomas Broich?
I do. I do actually like Thomas Broich a fair bit. And he did actually sign me a movie poster. So I'm the only person in Australia who has a movie poster of Tommy Zizou autographed by the man himself.
Wow,
it's
really?
Really amazing.
That's amazing. That's great.
But yeah,
furthering, fueling your love
for Thomas Broich.
He's a great guy.
He is.
And a great
the
player.
Coolest guy in the A-League by far.
So it really worries me that you're wearing a Zizou shirt and not a Broich shirt because, I mean, you can like more than one player.
Yeah. Well, admittedly, Thomas Broich bases his game on Zinedine Zidane.
Yeah.
He always says, no one questions Zidane's style of defending. Why should they question my style of defending? Mm. So there you go. But look, with the Football Sack, we are giving away 4 autographed copies of Tommy Zizou. Plus, in that DVD box, you will also get a commemorative postcard as well as 2 stickers to hang around the place.
What?
Yeah,
that's
pretty
know this.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
This is a great competition. So this first week, has that ended yet, the first week's
Not
competition?
Not yet. It will end on the 6th of February. So you've got until Tuesday to get your entries in. All you have to do, jump on the Football Sack's website. That's www.thefootballsack.com. Find my article, which is up the top there. Click on it, and all you do is you just post a comment under it to say why you deserve to win it.
Yeah, that's open for another 1 or 2 days, and then there's more competitions. So there's 4 competitions. Yes. This is the first one, then 1 each week for the month of February. That picture, or that article on the front page, it's him lying on a beach.
It's pretty cute.
Yeah, it's good for the ladies that might like him.
Or me.
Or yourself, that has a little man crush on Thomas Broich.
Move aside, Dario Vidasic. Thomas Broich is in town.
Right. I think we've competitioned out that, and we've done enough competition spooking.
Next.
Jump on the Football Sack website for competitions galore, and lots of articles the podcast, listen to the podcast. You know what you should do while we're talking about the podcast?
Yes.
This podcast. You need to subscribe.
Okay.
We need to know you're listening.
Yeah, cool.
So on iTunes.
Yep.
Help us out by subscribing, even if you're not going to listen.
So for the noobs out there in podcast land, how do you subscribe to the podcast?
Do you click the subscribe button on iTunes?
Oh, come on. Step-by-step instructions. You open up iTunes. You go to the iTunes store.
Yeah. Or
in the search bar at the top, the football sack.
Or what you can do is there's an RSS feed of the podcast.
Or you
as
can
well.
Do that. Yeah, exactly.
If you want that. Email us and we can send that to you if you can't find it on the website. But it's on the website somewhere.
Awesome. And the email address is, again, info@thefootballsack.com.
We have another... Well, it's an old segment now.
It's coming back.
It's one that got a lot of good responses. It's about a little player that we like to call Mario Balotelli. Yep, that's right. This is Keeping Up with Balotelli. Pete, Supernova, what do we have from Balotelli this week?
Balotelli has yet again added to his parking fine collection. At the moment, it stands at 27 parking tickets in the last year.
Wow. This is...
That's pretty awesome.
Can I just say, this is breaking news.
It is.
He got a parking ticket.
This is pretty big news right here.
So in our segment that we... have to keep up with Balotelli. Do we now have to go and get a parking ticket?
God, I hope not. I don't think I can afford a parking ticket.
On the way here, a few weeks ago, I didn't pay for the M5 toll.
Ooh, dodgy.
So I'm expecting a fine from that. Does that count?
All right, we can do that.
That counts?
Okay,
so we've kept
counts.
Up with with
Mario Balotelli.
Yeah, we have.
But look, we did say that we would always try and keep up with what Balotelli's been up to.
Yeah.
So the last time we did Keeping Up with Mario Balotelli, he was looking after the cat at Manchester City's training ground. And look, we have been looking after this cat.
We have, haven't we?
And look, you've had a cat that's been staying at your apartment
Cindy.
For a little while. Cindy, mm-hmm. There you go. Lovely cat.
I actually pawned it off to my grandmother. She's now looking after
Doesn't
Cindy.
Matter. You looked after it for at least a day.
Yeah. It's a new kitten. It came with a few problems, though.
We don't want to know.
An eye infection doesn't... No, you don't want to know
that? It'll be creepy. Next story. Mario Balotelli has been listed as one of the best dressed men by GQ magazine. Now, he is up against, Doctor Who himself, Mr. Yep. Matt Smith.
He's good looking.
He's not bad.
Yeah. Who else?
He's also got a bit of competition with David Beckham. He's out there.
Yep. Good to see football representing that.
Yeah, of course.
Who else?
Prince William. He's dropped out a little bit.
Oh.
But Mario Balotelli, he's up in number two.
Number two.
Number two. Oh. It should be number one.
Who else? There's one other.
I bet you he's gone up to the person number one and said, who are you? Who are you? You are Jack Wilshere.
Is Matt Smith number
who
one?
Who are you?
No, who's number one?
No, unfortunately, Matt Smith is in the in the top five.
No, who's number one, though?
My article doesn't actually say. Shows how good my research is.
Good job.
But we also have Twilight Heartthrob Robert Pattinson, who's apparently out there. But
we have to keep up with Balotelli. So I believe my name is in there as well. Matt Greenlaw, is that on that list there somewhere as well?
You're in the top five, yeah. You're in the top five.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So that's done. Okay, I'm one of GQ's most eligible. Is that what it is? Good looking.
Just best dressed.
Best dressed. Wow. All of the above.
Well, I bought a new suit yesterday,
rather well dressed.
We're keeping up.
We're keeping up with Balotelli.
And we also finally have Balotelli could be forced out of English football seeking unfair treatment, apparently.
He's been driven out of England. He could be.
He could be driven.
That's the threat. Well,
maybe he could just park illegally and then he'd get his car towed out of England and the stock's actually run out. So let's just keep going with a little bit of crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy!
So that was Keeping Up with Balotelli. We'll bring that back every week until you tell us not to. info@thefootballsack.com.
And even if you do tell us, we're going to keep it around anyway.
There's plenty of articles right now up on the Football Sack website.
Oh, yes. Go on.
Yeah. Well, there was a preview to yesterday's derby, but that's now expired, I guess.
Well, if you would like to read the preview for the Melbourne derby, which has already actually played out, but if you are living on the other side of the world, so if you are, say, in America and you're going, Melbourne Derby. What the hell is that? Then just jump on the Football Sacks website, read the Derby preview, and there you go.
Well, there's also a follow-up article of the game, actually, will be up.
How good is that? You don't even have to watch the game. Yeah, you can just read the preview and the review right there.
Right, in two and one. Also, usually what comes out in the next day is The Crossbar by Scotty Condon. He likes to pronounce Condon.
Condon.
Because it sounds a bit...
bit dodgy.
Yeah, if you say Condon. Condon. Scotty Condon.
We're not going to say Condon because it's a bit weird.
From now on.
It's Scotty Condon.
Yeah.
Okay.
He produces The Crossbar, which is a weekly article on your likes and dislikes. And he, each week on the Sunday, which is today, asks for your likes and dislikes on Twitter. If you get them in, he will include them in the article if they are good enough. So get on that.
Nice.
Twitter.com/TheFootballSack.
I'll tell you the other thing that's going on at the moment. Sack Attack.
Sack Attack.
Sack Attack. We should have a theme song. So if people know what our theme song should be for Sack Attack.
Sack Attack.
Let us know.
It's not that. It's but, Sack Attack is a new webcomic that Agaki Bautista has brought out. He's a new guy to the Football Sack. We welcome him to the folds. He will be bringing lots of different, a bit of humor to the site in a webcomic. So you can find that. There's a banner ad on the front page called Sack Attack. So get on it.
Awesome. And we also have... let's go back to the A-League for a sec, because we've got a couple of games happening on the Sunday.
Yeah.
When we record, Sack on Sunday.
And this will be up by before the game happens.
So that way, people can listen to it on their way to the game today.
Yes.
So we have Sydney FC taking on Newcastle Jets at the SFS.
Yep. So because this is going to be up before the game,
can actually preview this.
We can
this.
Save, yeah.
Awesome.
Go to it. Go to 5 o'clock today.
Yes, go to the game. It's at 5 p.m. SFS, Sydney FC, they're going to be going for all the points there.
Yep, their coach, Vitislav Lavichka, has given up. Well, he hasn't given up.
He hasn't given up. He said he wants to go home.
He wants to go home, be with the family. His family moved back at the end of last season because,
they just didn't settle. It's a nice way of putting
Is that what you say?
It's a nice way of putting it.
I think because there was reports that they...
it was a bit too warm for them.
No, or because they thought that Lavichka's position wasn't stable enough, they moved back. Kind of preempting his exit.
Ooh.
I don't know, it's kind of a...
bit weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, Sydney FC, a couple of players are on the outer.
Who?
Ooh, spoilers. Jamie Coyne.
Is he?
Yeah, if he plays another 3 games, it triggers the second year of his contract. So,
okay.
Little bit of info there. Shannon Cole, he looks to be on the outer at the moment, especially with Ryan Grant playing
so
much.
I like Shannon Cole.
Yep.
Shannon's
shenanigans. The fact that he's really the only person doing any real media, and yet he's on the outer. But anyway,
we could film that better.
We could. Just putting it out there.
City FC.
David Mason, you know my number. Give me a call. Yeah. And we also have Scotty Jamieson, who apparently has stalled contract talks with Sydney FC and is looking elsewhere.
I like him as well. I like all these players. You might not like Jamie Coyne, but, you know.
Yeah.
They're not. Hiromoriyasu, maybe it's just my Sydney FC bias, but I like these players.
I'll tell you what, I'm not going to be biased here, but I am putting it out there. Carlos Hernandez has already said that he doesn't want to stay at Melbourne Victory next year.
Well, he didn't get game time. Well, he did get some game time, but only about 20 minutes last night.
So if there is a training, if there is a KFC near your training ground, or if there is a KFC near the stadium, please contact Melbourne Victory and say that you are interested in buying Carlos Hernandez. I'm sure that he will go
it's
to
a deal.
Any
deal sweetener.
Look, I know the amateur football competition's about to kick off.
He's above that. Is it just because Jim McGilton wanted Victory to be quite fit? He said this week or after the game that...
Carlos is fit. He's only 60 kilos.
Says the Hyundai A-League media guide. Wrong.
Wrong.
Lies. But yeah, he wanted his team to be... he has never worked them so hard, I think. Or some of the players have felt that they have never been worked so hard or didn't know they could run so far and so fast.
You'd think that as a professional footballer, you'd actually work a bit hard.
So
but
it sounds like he's come in and gone, ooh, everyone's a bit unfit here.
Jeez, they actually want me to do work.
Especially you, Carlos Hernandez. So he's put him on the bench.
Yeah.
And they missed him a bit because up front, the commentary was alluding to it as well, that Archie Thompson and Solorzano, they were kind of a bit secluded.
Yes.
There's no one just in behind them. they pressed high. Both Thompson and Solzano pressed quite high when Bolton was clearing it out, or the defense had it. But then there was no one in that next.
There's no one in that hole.
Bit.
There's no one there.
No one there. So it was quite easy for Bolton to get rid of it, or the defensive players to put it up.
But there you go. That's it. That's all the players right there.
I think what we're generally saying is bring Hernandez back to victory.
Why not?
Yeah.
Keep him around. He's good
for
a while.
He got a massive cheer when he came back on, when he came on for the first time last
time. True. Yeah.
So the fans love him. Why not play him? Isn't that reason enough?
Yeah, well, it used to work. People may remember back in season 3, I think it was, of the A-League, Brendan Santelab for Sydney FC. Around about the 60th minute, Sydney FC supporters would start singing the Brendan Santelab song, and within 30 seconds, he'd be on the field. Magic.
A little bit of advice to the Melbourne Victory fans.
Exactly. Northern Terrace, Southern Terrace, just start singing the Carlos Hernandez song, and who knows, it could work.
You know what I really liked about the derby last night?
What was that?
The Tifo by the Heart fans.
Oh, yes.
It was It's Always Greener on the Yarra side.
Oh.
That's cool, isn't it?
That's actually really well done. Yeah. Did they have any spelling mistakes or make it look like it was made by a 12-year-old?
They're really stepping up, I think. They had three pictures of strips.
Wow, they're already better than Victory
and
supporters.
And then, the writing. It was quite good. So good on them.
Yeah, fantastic. So keep it up, Yarra side, with your TIFOs. And
get better.
Melbourne Victory, make sure that you spell all your signs correctly.
Oh, I just love the vibe of that game. It's so good.
And make sure that you don't let off any flares. Don't let off any flares, please.
Hey, Pete, it's just the vibe of the thing.
The vibe. I love the vibe.
26,000 there at the derby. What? It really reminds me. It makes me feel like I'm watching Premier League.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
Well, just in that respect that you don't look into the stadium and see empty seats.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Novakovsky, Supernova, that is all we have time for this week on the Football Sack, the Sack on Sunday podcast. Thank you for coming back, for joining us from Melbourne.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me again.
Yeah, it's been wonderful to have you listening to the show, listeners. As we said, you can contact us in a many, many different ways that we've talked about during the show. My name has been Matt Greenlaw. Across the decks from me has been Supernova. Thank you for listening.
That was the Football Sack podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes to stay up to date with all of the football action across Australia.